Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Dr. Ashley Yager from Utah State University Extension Heart. We're going to be talking about a good event coming up here in the Castle Country. That's going to be their Living Well with Chronic Conditions workshop. That's beginning on Thursday, April 16th, and it's running until June. Dr. Yager, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So this is one of the workshops that's kind of become a staple of what USU Extension Heart is trying to do, both locally and statewide. But for people who might not be familiar with the concept, what is the Living Well with Chronic Conditions workshop?
Yeah, so it's a really great evidence-based workshop that targets anybody with a chronic health condition. It can be any health condition. It doesn't have to be anything specific, or even their caregivers. So it's a six-session workshop based on building practical skills for managing some of those day-to-day challenges or things that come with having a chronic or a health condition that is limiting in some way on our lives. And it's also really, like I said, helpful for supporting somebody that you live with, if you have somebody who you live with that has a chronic condition that you're helping.
And it feels like in recent years, as we've seen with a lot of different medical conditions, is we're seeing a lot more awareness being brought up for chronic conditions in the world. You know, so back in the day, there was a lot of stigma surrounding it, but now you're starting to see people kind of accept it more and start to find more ways to work around those chronic conditions and accommodate those who may be experiencing them.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we offer this virtually online, so that anybody who wants the information doesn't have that limitation of having to leave their house. So it's going to be over the lunch hour, too. So it's noon to two those days that you mentioned for 6 weeks. And it's really helpful because you learn those self-management techniques, but you also, you know, build on these skills that you can use every day to help you get back into the swing of things in your life and you know, bring back what you can in your life and also connect with other people that understand having a chronic health condition.
Now, that's something that stands out to me about this event is not only is it free, it's free to register for this and free to participate in this workshop series, but as a part of it, you're also going to be receiving a workbook that's going to be able to, where you're going to be able to store the information you've learned throughout the workshop, as well as any of the skills that you're going to take from the class in general.
Yes, that's one of the best parts of the workshop because, right, we talk for 2 hours a week for 6 weeks. We couldn't possibly cover everything, so we have a really amazing workbook that people get as part of this workshop series that they get to take with them and continue to build on those skills and keep that book throughout the rest of the time that they'd like to use it.
Now, and one of the looking at a grander scale for this event and for everything that Utah State Extension Heart is trying to do, it really unites a community of people who may feel isolated due to their experiences with chronic conditions. This is an event that's going to connect them with other people who are experiencing similar things to them, and it's going to show them that they're not alone, and they also have a support network behind them that they can turn to for help.
Yes, I think that's one of the most powerful things that comes out of this. Each time we do this, people make connections, right? They find things from each other, and they learn from each other throughout this series, and it's really amazing to see those connections made and to not feel so alone or so isolated. It's really heartening and builds some of that hope that we have.
And that's something that you see throughout the event slate for Extension Heart is you guys are always trying to unite those community members together, no matter what community they may be from, because ultimately we're stronger when we are together than if we are just isolated in these experiences we're dealing with, whether they're chronic conditions, whether it's drug addiction, anything like that. You guys are looking to unite those communities and show them, hey, we're not alone out here.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? The more that we can connect with others, the more we can build our resilience, the healthier we'll be and the healthier our communities will be. That's our whole goal, is to get people as healthy and as self-managed as possible, but also connecting our communities. Because when we are connected, like you said, we don't feel so alone and we can build and do so much more when we're connected and together.
So let's jump into the nitty-gritty for a second. So this is going to start off on April 16th with a 30-minute informational session to get things started, and it's going to be a six-week workshop for starting at Thursdays at 12 from April 23rd until June 4th with no session on March 14th. If people are interested in signing up for the Living Well with Chronic Conditions workshop, where can they go do that? And if they have any questions, who can they contact?
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's going to be virtual from that noon to two. You're going to register online on compasshp.org. And so you'll have to find that workshop. And there's also a link directly to that on our HEART, USU Extension HEART Facebook page. So if people want to go there and find it, you can click that link, go register. If you have any questions, Gabby, who is one of our co-leaders of the workshop, has graciously said that we can use her phone number for anybody who would like to call her for questions. It's 385-268-6543.
And so that's a perfect way to get in contact. Now, Dr. Yager, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I think we've covered a lot of things about the workshop. I think, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us and follow our Facebook page if this series might not work for you, but we will have lots of other events and series coming up soon.
Yeah, if you're looking for something to do, check out USU Extension HEART. They have plenty going on. Dr. Yager, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Dr. Ashley Yager, and we're talking about USU Extension HEART's Living Well with Chronic Conditions workshop. Things are going to get kicked off on April 16th with a 30-minute informational session, and then a six-week workshop will begin April 23rd and run until June 4th with no session on May 14th. If you want to register, visit compasshp.org, or if you have questions, call Gabby at 385-268-6543. Now, for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.